You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world. It's one thing to be an astrologer and read other people's birth charts all day and get so immersed in the soul blueprint of another, especially when you got a Scorpio moon like me and you just love connecting the dots. I liken being a professional astrologer to being a private investigator. Someone comes to me and says, hey, here's my problem. I have a sticky relationship. I don't know if I should stay or go. Or, hey, I just don't know who I am. Can you help me out? And I'm like, step into my office of astrology. Step into my domain. And I've got cliche cork board up where I've got pictures and texts and receipts and I'm connecting them through a string. And we're like, let's get down to the evidence. That evidence is your birth chart. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It's your host, your friend, your astrologer, Stephanie Powers. And I didn't have anything planned to record about today. Last week just absolutely flew by and I realized, oh, wait, I only put out one podcast episode. I was just so immersed in doing the Taurus rising stuff of nesting in our motorhome and also figuring out this new town, New Braunfels, Texas, where we're at. And I was just so, so busy. I couldn't stay on the computer. I had to be out and about stretching those Sagittarius legs. But I'm back. We're here. And this week we have Taurus season coming up this weekend. I can't believe it. Like I feel like we just posted the Aries season episode last week, but here we are. I do believe that time is literally speeding up, but that's a whole other Joe Rogan podcast episode. The relativity of time is definitely getting fast. But today I want to talk about something similar to the last episode about perfection years. We're going to talk about the progressed chart, the evolution of your natal chart. You know, the word era is hot right now, thanks to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, but it's just becoming hot slang, popular slang of what era are you in? Oh, I'm in my wifey era. Or, oh, I'm in my free spirit era. I'm in my rebellion era, right? You hear people saying that. And well, I'm going to hop on that and say, that is how you describe your progressed chart. So I know, imagine this, you have your natal chart that you see. It can look different depending on what website or what app you're looking at. A lot of apps use whole sign astrology just to make it more generic so that it can reach a wider audience. I do love whole sign astrology only for forecasting. I don't prefer it for self-discovery, self-remembrance that astrology is good for, to learn about the strengths and weaknesses that are you or someone around you. I find Placidus, which is normally that regular type of astrology chart you'll see when you pull your chart on astro.com, etc. But then there's another chart. There's so many charts that can dive into the world of you. I have to pull back the reins and remember that this is a second language and to go slow. But like when someone comes to me with a very specific problem with specific timelines, I just pull a solar return chart, a progressed chart, a transit chart, the whole sign. It gets really overwhelming. I look like a mad scientist. Wow, let's gather the data from each one of these charts, put it on the cork board, connect the dots, boil that information down to two charts, and then boil that down into one, and here's your bone. It's crazy. But the progress chart is a really fun one to look at to see what era you are currently in. And we only look at the progressed moon. Well, I only do. You can look at everything, of course, to take it into account. But when we're keeping it basic, we're looking at the progressed moon. Why? Because the progressed sun will change signs every 30 years. Same with the other personal planets like Venus, Mercury, Mars. I mean, those are some pretty long eras. If we say you are blessed and lucky to live to age 90, you're only going to go through three personality eras. Now, the moon in the progress chart changes signs every 2.5 years. And so, relatively speaking, that's a short amount of time to be switching up your heart, because your moon is your heart and your emotional self, to be switching up your emotional era. I liken the progressed moon, which is all we're going to talk about today, to being like the lens your heart is wearing to view the world from. You guys know that analogy. Oh, that person just looks at the world through rose-colored glasses. Well, maybe. Or maybe you met them when their progressed moon was in Leo. Maybe you met them when their progressed moon was in Libra. And they did see everything through rose-colored glasses. You're right. But hang out with them and 2-3 years later, let's see if they're still viewing the world through rose-colored glasses. Or did their progressed moon move into Scorpio? And now that happy, bubbly, optimistic person is now kind of dark and isolating. And they're going to therapy? Wow. Their progressed moon probably changed. So in this podcast, I didn't even take notes. I normally freestyle every podcast, but because astrology is such a science, I've been taking notes to keep me on track. My progressed rising sign is in Gemini, as if you couldn't tell. But this one I didn't. I just felt it, right? Miss Emotional Manifester over here. I just felt like, let me go talk to my friends. Let me just press record and see what comes out. So the only thing I'm going to use for this podcast, as I pull it up right now, is my own progressed chart, just to go through the houses and the signs. And I find astrology makes much more sense when you hear how it is directly affecting someone. This is what I loved about Deborah Silverman Astrology. That's where I became certified to teach astrology. I absolutely love Deb. She's a businesswoman, but she's so smart, intelligent, and just so cool, kooky. I love her. But when we were studying astrology, it's one thing to watch the videos and take all the notes and read all the required texts, but it is a whole new ballgame when we would meet every Thursday night for 4 hours, me and about 8 to 10 other people, and we would talk about Mars 1 week. And so everyone in the class would take turns pulling up their chart, and our mentor would say, okay, Steph, your Mars is in Aries, but it's in the 12th house, and here's some aspects to it from the other planets. How does this manifest for you? And my mentor, Nick, he would ask specific questions like, okay, your Mars is in Aries, Steph, but it's in the 12th house. You definitely have a strong drive to start things and take risks, but do you ever see that side of you buried? And I was like, yes, Nick, how did you know this? And I'm sure my classmates learned a lot through that. And vice versa, when it was their turn, oh, your Mars is in Aquarius in the 7th house. Is this how it manifests for you? It just really drives the point home. I compare it to learning a second language all the time, because it really is. Before we went to Puerto Rico in January, I was using the Duolingo app studying Spanish, and I am so quick with it. I'm so good with it. JL was so impressed, like, wow, you really know Spanish. But then you plop me down in Puerto Rico and I'm just, hold on, wait, what? I studied this for a month. I aced every little quiz on the app. How am I struggling right now to order my dinner? Every other word is wrong. I'm trying. But that's astrology, right? It's so fun to Google it, to get all the books, but it really comes to life and solidifies in your brain when you see from the other side of someone's chart how it plays out in real time. It's fascinating. It's so cool. I can't encourage you enough to pull away from your own chart and read your friends, read your family, and then say, hey, I read your birth chart. Can I ask you a few questions? It's like playing We're Not Really Strangers. It's so fun. In this podcast episode, we're going to talk about the progressed moon. What lens is your heart viewing this crazy world from right now? I'll share mine with you to help you drive the point home. My progressed moon is conjunct my progressed midheaven to the sixth degree in Pisces. While I show up here sounding all studious and professional, astrology is my professional career. I'm blown away by how busy I am, how packed my schedule is with readings. It's such an honor and I love it. But I'm currently in this Neptunian transition of feeling lost. Such a Pisces word. I have one foot in fantasizing about what I want to do next and how easy it could be to achieve. I mean, not easy. Everything is hard work, but how effortless it could be once I really lock into, yep, okay, my heart loves to do this. My emotions are connected to it, yet I'm grieving and I feel confused, other Pisces words, about what is and what was. To make this so basic, I created this community, Lightworkers Lounge, on social media. It started off as a podcast episode that somehow went viral in June of 2018, right in the middle of my Saturn return. And then I just started posting three times a day, every day, to Lightworkers Lounge Instagram, and the following just increased and increased and increased. And as a result, I met so many cool people. A lot of you listening are probably from that era. And then my personal account was, it used to be Stephanie's Destiny. How clever. I always think of my young self, I'm like, that was pretty freaking clever. But now it's, of course, just my name, Stephanie Powers. And that increased and got over 10,000 followers. I think we're just below 20,000 now. And then I started Cosmic Coconut because I was like, whoa, astrology is amazing. And Lightworkers Lounge is like this big umbrella of many different spiritual things. But I really want to zone in on astrology. So let me make this one. And then we reached about 5,000 followers there. And now I'm in this era, this emotional era where, as you guys know, I've been saying it for a while now, I don't really resonate with social media. I don't hate it. I don't dislike it. I still think it's beautiful. There's just a piece of me that's like, hey, baby girl, this is no longer for you. Or even if it's not for you forever, it's not for you right now. But there's the other side of me anchored in, well, that's how all of this started. That's how all of this was created. How can I let that go? How can I just stop posting and watch my thousands of followers just trickle away? Boom, boom, boom. And blood, sweat, and tears and the height of a divorce and a Saturn return and living on the road and having no money to having enough money. How can I just let that go and just wipe my hands clean? Shouldn't I just call myself lazy and say, hey, show up again, post three times a day, every day? But you know, that was when I was single, living on the road. I had much more time to focus on that. Now I'm not single. We've got a little family of our own over here. I'm more close to my family than I ever have been. I'm aging. Found my first gray hair the other day, and I'm looking to book an appointment at a chiropractor. I'm just getting my rite of passage into my mid-30s. I'm that person that really wants gray hair just because my hair is so just fine, straight, that I feel like I'll be one of those pretty fairy tale godmothers when I have all straight gray hair. So it was more of a celebratory experience. And then, of course, my Scorpio moon was like, thank God, this is almost over. Oh, Jesus. But I'm in this transition where I'm letting go of social media, and it's hard because I'll always think, like, if I let that go, am I just throwing something I created away? That just doesn't feel right. It feels too scary. And so using my own astrology, not only that, I have a once-in-a-lifetime transit on my natal chart that some people will never experience in their lifetime. And Pluto, you guys, keep an eye on me if you're into astrology to see what happens, because I don't even know. Pluto is conjunct my Aquarius midheaven to the first degree all year long into next year. So as an astrologer looking at my own chart, I say, holy shit. If I have feelings of my career about to radically transform, you know, Pluto is death and rebirth. When he sits on the midheaven, we transform our careers. But that may come with things dying in order for something new to be reborn, then so be it. And then I look at my progress chart and I see a progressed moon in Pisces. I am in an isolated era. I am in an era where the weather forecast for mental health struggles may be greater than normal. But Pisces is the final sign. It is an ending. And it's conjunct my midheaven and my 10th house of career to the sixth degree. There is so much in my natal and progressed chart that are saying how things have been going in your career is no longer how they're going to continue. And Miss Taurus rising over here, Miss Scorpio moon, all the fixed signs in my chart have talons into what's familiar. But I take a deep breath. I look at this at least once a day to remind myself, no, you've got to let go. And I study my human design as well. It really resonates that I'm an emotional manifester. And I think, okay, I'm not a lazy person. In fact, I'm a workaholic with a stellium in my sixth house. I don't stop. I have to be productive. I'm not a lazy person because that's a story I tell myself. Like, you're not posting on social media. You're not responding to DMs. I am such a hard worker when I am lit up by something. And social media is not lighting me up. And it's almost like I'm trying to force myself to be lit up by it, right? It's like trying to force a relationship that's over. You're like, come on, feel something. Heart, skip a beat for this person. Wait, why isn't it working? I'm trying to rekindle the flame, revive the relationship. It's just not working. And you're like, okay. You know, I had a reading with a wonderful client of mine, Faith. Faith, I got to give you credit for this. She was giving her children advice, and I took it to my own advice. I was like, this is genius. Basically, what she said is, the more I try to hold on to being someone big on social media, trying to help people through social, like Instagram. I'm not going to put social media on all of this because I've been thinking of starting a Substack for a month now, and that might be my new form of social media. But I think of Instagram, right? The more I try and hold on to it and force myself to like it, the more I am taking up space for someone who's trying really hard right now to make it on Instagram, to have a big following over there as a part of their career trajectory. Like, I'm taking up space in a room that I know I don't really want to be in, but someone really needs to be in. But my butt is sitting in a chair in there. And I think, wait, I would never want to rob someone of something that's lighting them up right now through the sake of, I don't know, fear of backwards progression, fear of money, fear of becoming a nobody. I don't know, just throwing things out there. And it really resonates. So that was just this morning that I heard this. So I'm still assimilating and processing all this information as I say it. But I look at my own charts, right? And I say, holy cowabunga, we have got a huge... How long has it been since you've heard the word cowabunga? All of our Australian listeners are going, what? There is a huge transition in my direction in life, in my career. And guys, I've felt it. My dream is to be a novelist that writes a book that turns into a movie. Or of course, my OGs listening know, I want to do something with music. I have no clue how I would ever get to those. But what I'm doing is taking a deep breath, finding the goodness in what I do every day, which is birth chart readings, which is something I want to keep carrying with me because damn it, I love it so much. Talks of creating the physical Lightworkers Lounge. If y'all thought I put that away, you're wrong. I will always, always, always be working towards creating a physical space because I love connecting and working from home, sitting in a motorhome right now, working. It's amazing, but I just am craving anchor. I can smell this place. I can see it. I see the windows. I see the plants hanging from the ceiling. I see the lights. I feel the humidity, which I guess is a clue in and of itself. I hear the music. I see the speakers. I just blink my eyes and it's right there. And so I guess that's a sign. So I just wanted to share that with you guys before we dive into what a progressed moon. And again, this is big blanket statement. I encourage you so much to invest in a private reading with me. Yes, I offer pre-recorded readings now if you're super busy and can't make time on the schedule, or if you would just prefer them that way. But I highly encourage you to book the advanced reading where we'll go over all of your planetary placements and the transits, and then we'll hop over. I always wrap up those readings with a progress chart to give you a 2-year forecast into what your progressed moon is doing. It's absolutely fascinating, the hundreds of readings I've given over the years, to see that most people do the deep dive into investing in a birth chart reading when their progressed moon is either switching signs or switching houses. It's fascinating to see. Oh, and I love asking you guys, like, whoa, your progressed moon just changed 3 months ago, or your progressed moon just switched signs 6 months ago, and let's go back to that date. What happened around then? And it's probably one of the most accurate tools in terms of speaking with people and hearing what happened. It's amazing. My progressed rising sign is about a year away from turning into Cancer too. So guys, I'm waving my hand. You can't see it, but I'm waving goodbye, because who I am is just about to dramatically change my direction in life. Cancer rising, you guys will see me more emotional, perhaps as a mother over the next 30 years. More nurturing, calm, grounded, more connected to my family, family of origin, and the family I create. A little nervous for that. It's my Chiron is in Cancer, but I feel ready. Oh, if you're looking at your progressed chart and you see your progressed sun switching signs, you're about to become an entirely brand new person. So pay attention to that. My Venus just moved into Capricorn last November. Ooh, I just wrapped up a 30-year era of love. My Venus had been Sagittarius since I was 5 years old, and I have definitely approached love in a Sagittarius way. Let's travel together. And if we don't, well, on to the next. Woo! Now it's in Capricorn where I'm like, you know what? I like the idea of marriage. You know what? Now I really enjoy the idea of being a wife and structure and building something, rolling up my hands and when conflict arises and figuring it out from a mature standpoint. Ooh, it's so fun to look at this chart, guys. All right, let's talk about the progressed moon. If you want to pull up your progressed chart, I use astro.com. Go to the top, click on horoscopes, go down to horoscope drawings and data, click on extended chart selection. And this is where you're going to pick your name, and then go down to sections where it says chart type. You're going to click that, and lots of things are going to pop up. You're going to scroll down to where it says progressions and click on not natal and progressed chart, but just click on plain old progressed chart. Show the chart. And there it is. Now, that's the only thing I know about. I'm sure there are other websites and apps that you can pull your progress chart from, but pull it up. Go look at your progressed moon only and see what sign and what house it's in. If your progressed moon is in Aries or the first house, you are in the emotional era of new beginnings. You are in an era of fresh starts, new beginnings, standing up for yourself, feeling more comfortable with conflict. Now, the disempowered side of this is, of course, watch out for conflict coming into your life to give you an example of what you have to go through. But this is one of the biggest changes in progressed moons, because you just came from a 2.5-year cycle of a progressed moon in Pisces, which is very internal and introverted time. So if your progressed moon is in Aries or the first house, you may feel like you suddenly want to be out in the world, and especially your physical body. This is when you can get in the best shape of your life. This is when you can take up sports or a new physical activity during this time. I love this progressed moon phase. I can't wait for mine. I still got 2 years left, but we'll get there. If your progressed moon is in Taurus or the second house, money, self-worth, finances, moving slow, being a human being, not really a human doing, remembering that slow and steady wins the race is big during this phase. Just watch out for being lazy, overspending, letting crippling fear around money prevent you from doing things that you like and chasing a path that you know is right for you, right? This is a time when you're really learning energy about grounding and solidifying things. You become interested in security, money, finances, how you make money, your job, and how you earn an income could go through some changes during this time, right? Sometimes the progressed moon in Taurus, after it leaves Aries, you're like, whoa, I'm so used to everything happening at once. I need a new change. And now I have to just sit and wait. Okay, well, if I have to wait 2 years, what do I do every day? Right? It's kind of like going from the anxious, fast-paced progressed moon in Aries cycle into the, okay, I learned how to start new things. I learned how to be courageous and bold. But now I need to learn to slow down, and that there's beauty and that there is productivity in being quote unquote unproductive. When the progressed moon is in Gemini or the third house, you're wearing the lens over your heart of being social, right? The progressed moon in Taurus phase, you are probably planning, prodding, figuring things out. And now in Gemini, you get a little more energy and you feel ready to network, to go out into the community and express your idea. Perhaps you even make a social media account during this time, where you're ready to be social and talk and learn during this time. When the progressed moon is in Gemini, you want to study more, read more, learn more. You want to try many things. You want to meet many different people. Sometimes this could be a very restless era where there's anxiety and overthinking, and you have to bring balance, right? Don't lose your phone. Don't lose your car keys. Don't get so wrapped up in social media and learning and podcasts and self-help that you forget to apply the knowledge that you're taking in during this time. But it's a very wonderful time to write a book, start a podcast of your own, heal anything that requires intent communication. It's all about socializing. Now, siblings can also be a part of this era too, since they are ruled by Gemini. Cancer. When the progressed moon moves into Cancer, I usually always see women giving birth. If you are a parent listening to this, mother or father, you can look back to when your progressed moon moved into Cancer, do the math, go look, and see that you probably welcomed your child during this 2.5 year time. Family becomes important. If you don't have children, but the progressed moon is in Cancer, it could be healing and mending your family of origin or the one you are currently in with someone or fur babies. All these things fall under the Cancer umbrella. This is also a progressed moon phase where, like Pisces, you're feeling more introverted. You want to stay home. You want to cancel plans. You want to take a longer bubble bath and get takeout instead of going to socialize at the restaurant and meeting with friends like you did in the Gemini phase. Progressed moon in Cancer or the fourth house, we see people changing where they live, changing their living location to either move closer to family or to get the hell away, to go find themselves again. But that is the progressed moon in Cancer, a very emotional time. So if you find yourself in this phase and the emotions, it is water, are just a little too uncomfortable, I do recommend therapy or finding some sort of outlet to make sure your head is always above water to breathe, but you can dive back down and feel the feels, right? During the progressed moon phase in Gemini, you're talking about how you feel, but then during the progressed moon phase in Cancer, you are being forced to feel how you feel, for better or for worse. So use this time to buy a new home, invest in a new home, sell a home that's worn its welcome, move, right? Heal relationships to family, especially women in your family. And heal your inner child. And speaking of which, when the progressed moon moves into Leo or the fifth house, we're talking about the inner child, the ego, fertility, consumption. I work with a lot of women with their hormones and infertility. And progressed moon in the fifth house or in Leo is usually a time when women give birth. birth or conceive a child. But other than that, if that's not on your radar, this is a time to heal your own inner child. Right? During the progressed moon in Cancer, you're so flooded with emotions and figuring out the depths and the past of relationships that there's no time to have fun. You just want to go recluse after a long day of having heart-to-heart conversations with people to heal and mend and let go and forgive. You just want to go home and take a long Epsom salt bath and turn on Netflix and zone out. Whew, to just kind of disassociate from life for a bit, to take a deep breath from all that emotional turmoil. So now progressed moon in Leo says, you know what? I let go of the people that I needed to. I've mended the relationships I need to. Now I'm feeling flirty and fun. I want to go date again. A lot of people with their progressed moon in Leo or the fifth house say, this is when I downloaded a dating app. I felt ready to date again and put myself out there. If you're taking the progressed moon in Leo or the fifth house, watch out for drama, infidelity, affairs. I don't want to plant any negative seeds here, but these are very... I used to think that the progressed moon in Leo was a lucky one, and I couldn't wait to experience it myself. But the more I looked at data from people experiencing this, and again, there's so much more to a weather forecast. If you're currently in this and you start biting your nails after what I'm about to say, that's why it's important to invest in a reading. But typically, blanket statement, I see affairs and love triangles crop up with this. So use this information if you're having this and you're like, shit, I've suspected my partner of having an affair. Have a serious conversation. Or if it's you having the affair, say, okay, I can't do this. I have to have a conversation and be honest because this could be really fun and I want to pursue it. And sometimes I just see fire. You know, Leo loves drama. So if your progressed moon is in the fifth house or in Leo, just watch out for drama and fire. If you're a female, know you're probably really fertile. So if you don't want to conceive, be mindful of that. Track your cycle. But other than that, this is a wonderful time to heal your inner child through creativity, through play, through doing all the things you used to love to do as a child. And then, what's life if it's all fun, no work, says the progressed moon in Virgo, or the sixth house. My teacher Deb calls this alkalizing the system. When the progressed moon moves into Virgo, the first clue is that your attention will turn towards your health and your daily routine. Whoo, you party hardy and did a number on your liver during the progressed moon in Leo or the fifth house. And now when the progressed moon is in the sixth house or when it is in Virgo, you're all of a sudden wanting to detox, try acupuncture, the chiropractor, start a new health routine, Pilates, try cold plunge, try a sauna to sweat it out. All of a sudden, you want to use all natural products to help balance your hormones, right? And this can also be when people switch up their career and their daily routine. Who are my coworkers and who do I work with? Well, I wake up at this time, go to work at that time. All of that could change during this 2.5 year era of being focused on your health and your daily routine. Now, sometimes when health issues crop up during this phase, they are normally directly correlated to stress, mental anguish. And so if health issues pop up during this time, that sucks. The weather forecast does indicate that the chances of that happening are a little bit higher, but you can take a look at what the mental feeling could be behind this physical dis-ease. And when you bring homeostasis to the emotions, the physical body usually follows. So at worst, during this phase, you're a worry wart. You're being very nitpicky and self-critical. Watch out for those things. Do not ignore your health. The body gives you report cards through all the elimination systems. Pay close attention to those. And I think this could be a really fun phase. But then, once we're healthy, we feel good, mind, body, and soul. Normally, we like to commit to someone. Normally, we like to really get immersed in a relationship with someone because it just feels right. Libra, or the seventh house. When the progressed moon goes through the seventh house or through the sign of Libra, I see marriage, dun, 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 or I see divorce. I see meeting someone who you're going to probably instantly connect with and commit to, or leaving someone that you have been connected and committed to for a while and it's a final break. I see a lot of people who are going learning a lot about themselves through the mirror of the other. You guys have heard me say it with the eclipses on Aries and Libra. Ask yourself, what is it like for others being on the other side of me? What is it like to be on the other side of me? The first clue that the progressed moon has entered Libra is you feel an artistic calling. You feel connected to collaborate with someone. You feel relationships are really being tested, or new ones or are coming in, right? Oh, this is the time to balance all relationships, not just romantic, right? How can I be the best partner? Do I even want to be a partner? Do I want to get married? If I don't, why? If I do, why? Right? So watch out for being indecisive, codependent, feeling ungrounded around the other. Make sure that you're always who you are, not who the people you're in close relationship are influencing you to be. Now, when we get lost in the art of the other, or when we have cultivated a really beautiful connection with someone, normally what happens next is very Scorpio 8th house thing. Either we get really enmeshed with someone and wake up one day realizing I lost who I was to the love and connection of this person, you know, completely self-constructed. I lost who I was. I need to figure that out now. Or we are in a long-term committed relationship and it's right for us and this is our person, but we are now seeing the shadow side of their behavior, of our own behavior, because even when you have a wonderful relationship that you work hard at and you tend to the garden of love with this person daily and it's flourishing and beautiful, life will have its way with you. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. My favorite Outkast quote. Or when you have this beautiful garden, there will always be thunderstorms. There will always be an unexpected frost or freeze. And you have to be prepared for, okay, if our garden just gets severed by the wind, or if our garden freezes to death because we lost a parent, we lost a child, we lost a job, finances, whatever it may be, are we going to be able to rise from the ashes of that death? That's the 8th house placements. So when your progressed moon goes through Scorpio or the 8th house, welcome to the underworld. I liken this transit to taking your final exam to figure out, am I going to pass as a senior? Am I going to graduate college? Am I going to graduate high school? Then we move into the Sagittarius summer break, vacation mode, transit. But when the progressed moon moves into Scorpio or into the 8th house, you will feel very underground very quickly. The energy is suddenly, I'm going in the deep end. This is kind of scary. I need to look at the dark side of things. Life isn't always flowers and sunshine and roses, but whoa. All of a sudden, you're careless about what people think of you and may be much more concerned with authenticity and recommitting to yourself from the inside. But this is ultimately a phase of deep, deep healing. I love the question. Are you thriving? Most people say no. Some people would say, yeah, I'm not doing so bad. But most people would say, yeah, there's room for improvement here or there. This is the phase to fix that. Right? I always suggest going to therapy. Even if you don't feel like you need it, try it for a month. BetterHelp.com/lightworkerslounge for a discount. But try therapy for a month with an open mind to just see what comes out during this phase. At worst, during this cycle, you can find yourself falling in the dark side, experiencing psychological abuse, narcissism abuse. This could be from yourself to other people, where you just get to a point where you're like, holy shit, I haven't dealt with my wounds, that I don't like who I am anymore because I am me to people. Or it can be the other way around. People being mean, just awful, projecting deep-seated wounds onto you. It's a dark phase. If you're very Scorpio in your natal chart, this phase is a lot easier than the average person who doesn't have Scorpio. But irregardless, this is the time to do the psychological work. right? Watch out for being controlling or obsessive or finding yourself in positions where a partner or a friend or a coworker is controlling and obsessive over you. But during this phase, right, it's a metaphorical dark night of the soul. Now, I love Scorpio energy because I am a Scorpio moon and the sun always rises. It always does. And after the darkest nights, the sunrise is more beautiful than anything you've ever seen in your life. And it feels oh so good. It gives me truth bumps to even tap into it. So while this phase may be challenging, a progressed Scorpio moon or progressed moon in the eighth house, the rewards, if you do the work and have awareness every day, are so worth the squeeze. The progressed moon in Sagittarius, or going through the ninth house, Deb calls this recess. When the progressed moon moves into Sagittarius or the ninth house, it is time to party. I survived the Scorpio eighth house transit. Now I can relax. But when you go through such a dark night of the soul, you come out of that with a completely changed belief system. I once believed that getting married and settling down was for me. I went through a dark night of the soul, and now I'm never getting married again. I'll have a beautiful ceremony committing love to someone, but fuck that, getting married, no thank you. I once believed that success looked like this, but that idealism pushed me into a character, into a place in life that I really didn't like. I felt drowned. Now I believe that life is about enjoying the simple things, and I don't need a success in terms of finances or in terms of external accomplishments. All of that is internal. So while the progressed moon in Sagittarius or the ninth house is, yes, way more lighthearted, way more fun. You're traveling internationally, you're backpacking, you're living in a motorhome or doing van life. It is a time to pay attention to your beliefs. I remember when my progressed moon went through the ninth house, this is when I really started to look at Lightworkers Lounge and go, oh, wait, half of the things I used to post, I don't believe in anymore. Just the most blatant example was twin flames. I used to have such a concrete belief about that thing, and now I won't even share it because it might trigger people, but my belief system surrounding that has radically altered. Huge. And I remember feeling like, no, wait, like that's such a core part of my identity. Some of my top podcast episodes are about this, but I grew up and I grew out of that belief system, and I would never challenge anyone else's around it. We're all on our own journey, and I don't expect people to stay on the same trajectory that Stephanie Powers is on in her own growth. But I allowed myself to have my belief systems challenged, a death and rebirth of what I believed to be true within myself. Oh, another one was before I dated my partner JL, I believed I would never date someone with children. I was just on the boat of, nope, not for me. And now, many years later, all done that progressed moon in the ninth house phase, I love it. It feels perfect. It's like, wait, that's actually perfect for my personality and who I am. And it's so neat to be not the biological mother or the biological father. The role of, I call myself a bonus mom, a bonus parent, is so fun and unique and really essential for a children's development. And again, this could be a whole other podcast episode, but my beliefs around that dramatically changed while my progressed moon was going through the ninth house. And I'll always look back at that fondly. What to watch out for are issues with law. Sagittarius rules lawyers, the justice system, similar to Libra with her scales. Don't sleep on a Sagittarius. A lot of Sagittarius are lawyers and attorneys, fun fact, and professors. But watch out for overdoing it, for overindulgence, and struggling to commit to anyone or anything. And watch out, of course, during this phase for falling into belief systems that are more, they're cult-like. They are not you. Like, really, really question everything that you hear and listen to when your progressed moon is going through Sagittarius or the ninth house. Now, all fun and games and travel and Airbnb aside, it is time to get back to work. And through travel and adventure and studying philosophy, our direction in life can change, which could alter our career path, our purpose in life. Look to the 10th house if you want to see your purpose in life or where you have Capricorn placements. When the progressed moon moves through Capricorn or the 10th house, you will feel boom. Summer break is over and it's time to get back to work. This is a time to change your direction in life or just let life have its way with you and go with the flow and don't push back on any of the changes that the universe is really pushing for you to make. Do not be afraid. Reparent yourself during this phase to say, oh, I don't feel like making that change, but I know I need to. I know it's healthy for me. I know it's what's best. I have to do it, but I don't want to. Whoops, dropped something. But I know I have to. This is the progressed moon during Capricorn in the 10th house. Now, when we do the things that we don't feel like doing, but we know we need to do, achievement and success. When the progressed moon crosses over the midheaven and moves into the 10th house, or when it is in Capricorn, you could reach a peak in your career, get a promotion, get a pay increase, achieve something amazing that you have been working for, praying for, wishing and manifesting for years. It's a really fun time. Just watch out for not showing up to the call to be a leader of your life. So then you can really struggle with authority, struggle with success, feel really lost, be jealous of people around you, really struggle with masculine energy within yourself and around you. But watch out for continuing the Sagittarius progressed moon during this phase and just never, like, you live in a van for 2 years and then you're like, man, I love this. This is pretty easy. Realizing, oh, I need to grow up and I need to go rent an apartment and I need to start taking things seriously. This is also a time to heal any relationships with men in your life or fathers in your life. When the progressed moon moves into Aquarius or the 11th house, you're thinking different. And the first clue that the progressed moon has shifted into Aquarius or the 11th house is that you may be emotionally cut off. You may lose some friends. You may switch up the community you belong to. Or you might gain new friends out of the blue. You might be attracted to a different type of people, a different group of people. Social media comes under fire when the progressed moon is in Aquarius or the 11th house. You either blow up and become famous on it or create a new account that you're so excited to share content on, or you decide, not for me. It's just, you know, whatever happened in that progressed moon in the 10th house or Capricorn phase moved me in this direction of my life, and it either heavily involves social media or I'm continuing the self-discipline I learned in that phase and I'm cutting it off completely and going old school, figuring out how businesses were successful before the age of social media on my own. Sometimes during the progressed moon in Aquarius or in the 11th house, people can feel like, I don't feel anything. I'm not inspired by anything. I don't love anything. And this is so Aquarius, but that's good because you could be disengaging from your automatic responses or reactions, and you're really setting up a new way of being. A lot of people during progressed moon in Aquarius or 11th house break free from the communities they grew up in, break free from their family of origin, just so they can go find their tribe, their soul tribe, go be their eccentric, unique self where they're accepted rather than ostracized. It's a really cool time. I actually enjoyed my progressed moon in Aquarius. That's when astrology became my career, is when that happened for me. Really neat. And finally, to wrap it all up, we end the cycle with the progressed moon in Pisces or the progressed moon in the 12th house, the sign in the house of endings. Now, the progressed moon moves through the chart every 34 to 36 years is when this happens. And so if you find your progressed moon in Pisces or your progressed moon in the 12th house, ooh, my friend, are you wrapping up a major cycle in life? Go ahead and subtract 36. Would that be the year? So it would be 24 plus 6. 30. So it's 30 year. I'm sorry, guys. I got my math wrong. It's 30 years because the progressed moon spends 2.5 years in each sign, which would make it, guys, math was not my strong point. So make sure you stop and add it all up. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. 12 signs times 2 plus 6. 30. You're wrapping up a 30-year cycle. So I'm 35. I started a cycle with this when I was 5 years old. That is exactly when my parents got divorced, and it was a nar-nar situation. Whew, definitely started to learn a lot just by visualizing and putting my feelers out there and learning a lot about relationships, learning a lot about family. 5 years old is when my mom stopped working for my dad's plumbing company and had to get a job of her own. So I watched her struggle through raising me and my brother and going to university to become a nurse and then immediately becoming a floor nurse and working these crazy schedules. And so many things in that core year have been informative of my past 30 years of my own career, my own work life, my own relationships especially. And now I'm wrapping it up. Guys, this is cool. I should do this for myself, but it's a whole different ballgame of healing and therapy when I'm talking out loud to myself. But this is amazing because I've already noticed parts of myself, especially with this eclipse we just had, that I'm like, wow, I'm not reacting the same way. Or things that never used to trigger me are triggering me, but that's good because that means I'm feeling things. That means I'm letting myself be both feet into this, into that, which is amazing because that's going to open me up to so many different things. So this is cool. My progress moon is in Pisces and I'm feeling this grand finale. And it's going to continue over the 2 years until my progress moves into Aries. Woo, baby, here it goes. But if you are listening to this and your progressed moon is in Pisces or the 12th house, go ahead and subtract 30 years from your age and think about what happened around that age and know that you were wrapping up a cycle that began around that time. Pretty fascinating. Now, the first clue that the progressed moon has moved into Pisces with the 12th house is that you have gone from being social, carefree, free spirit Aquarius to overly sensitive, emotional, introvert. A lot of people who have their progressed moon move into Pisces go through like a month. And again, you got to look at everything else. This is just something I've noticed over time in readings. Depression. For the first 30 days, you're just like, whoa. It's like a tidal wave falls over you and you're just like floating in the deep end of the ocean going, wait, what? I just got slapped into the deep end of the pool and I'm just floating. I can't hear anything, see anything, think of anything. What is going on here? And a lot of people get sick with ammonia, respiratory, sinus issues, colds that they just can't seem to shake when their progressed moon moves into Pisces. I find that so interesting. Jael and I both wear twin Scorpio moon, so I'm lucky that my partner and I are both in the same progressed moon phases. So usually, for better or for worse, we're in the same emotional phase. And I say for better or for worse because at best, we just get it. We give each other so many hall passes to react a certain way or to feel a certain way because we just get it. Like, ah, kind of triggered me, but I get it because I'm in that too. But at worst, we're both sick with the flu and nobody can help the other person because we're just so down and out. But it's really cool because we're both creating such a spiritual connection to each other, to other people we interact with. So that's a whole other podcast too on when I'm giving relationship readings, I look. That's one of the first things I do is I'll look at your progressed moon and your partner's progressed moon to say, ah, your partner's in a Capricorn era. They're probably way more out of the house, not so focused on you, whereas you are in a Cancer progressed moon where you're saying, stay home, cuddle with me, let's start a family. But they're like, no, let's make money, let's accomplish goals. This can create an era of tension between you guys, right? And it's such a beautiful hall pass to a couple to say, hey, this too shall pass. It's just an era. It's just a phase. When his moon moves into Aquarius and yours is in Leo, you'll probably feel much more compatible together than those two dramatic signs, right? It's fascinating. So if your progressed moon is in Pisces or the 12th house, watch out for depression. Watch out for feeling fatigued and just uninspired and confused. Know that those are normal for this phase. Accept endings. right? You guys heard me in the beginning. I'm trying to accept the death of my old presence on social media, knowing that I could change and come right back when I get re-inspired and reborn again into what I really want to do, what I'm being called to do through spirit. But accepting the loss, the death, it's been depressive. It's been shallow. It's been difficult and confusing. And oops, I just see this in my own chart and I say, okay, let it go, right? Where there's a death, there's always a rebirth. Where there is an ending, there's always a new beginning. Universe doesn't like empty seats at your table. It will always fill them with new things. You just have to hold hope, hold on, practice patience. A part of removing myself from social media is I am recognizing the influence on the decisions I make, which I think are delaying my progress and delaying getting on the right path, because I'll see things on social media and get a false ping of inspiration through the influence and the algorithm of what's being pushed to me on there. And it's so distracting. I mean, my gosh, my feed is just full of the things that social media knows I will be stuck on. And so the more I stay off of it, the more I have to sit in the silence of, okay, I have no distractions. Let me figure out what I enjoy. So if your progress moon is in Pisces or the 12th house, accept endings. It's okay. It's making space for new. Embrace solitude. Start a spiritual practice. Something I am going to do this summer is I'm going to book myself a solo trip. Not with JL, not with Jeffrey, not Jackson, the new puggy. Have I recorded a podcast about Jackson yet? Our new black pug? If I haven't, you guys have to sign up for the newsletter, lightworkers-lounge.com, to learn about the new puppy, a black pug puppy. Go subscribe to our new and good newsletter. You don't want to miss it. So that's what's going on. I'm accepting endings. I'm going to take a trip by myself to just write, to see what comes out, to see and reconnect with who I am without the influence of family, of pets, of responsibilities. Who am I? You know, ladies, the vast majority of my audience is us ladies, but this accounts for my men too. Men, you guys are protectors and providers, and it's really hard to protect nowadays, and it's extremely hard to provide. When do you guys get to go relax and just do something for yourself? And ladies, we are so caught up in nurturing and caretaking and being there for everybody. We are the strong ones, and men will admit it. We are superior when it comes to love and connection, but that's exhausting. My phrase for us ladies is, who heals the healer? And the answer is nobody. The answer is, it's going to have to be ourself. We're going to have to make decisions that makes our family and the things we care take. Oh, wait, no, but I need you, but you can't go, but money, but this. And you have to look that in the eye and say, I've got to put my mask on first. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you so, so much for riding and rocking through the transformation of your Scorpio moon sister over here. A death and a rebirth. I look at my own chart and share my life with you guys to show you how it's happening in real time and how you can utilize this energy to make life as less tumultuous as possible. It doesn't have to be that dramatic, that fearful. If you have a weather forecast, right? It's like seeing the weather forecast of, whoa, there's a chance a hurricane's going to hit us this weekend. Ruh-roh. Do we prepare? Do we evacuate? Do we get a generator so that when it hits, we're not surprised? We're not shocked? We're a little scared, because who isn't afraid of a hurricane? But we hunker down or we evacuate to go seek shelter so that when the hurricane hits, it's not as dramatic as, holy shit, it was just another Tuesday morning and all of a sudden the wind picked up and this went flying and there's flooding all of a sudden. And that's astrology. It's just a weather forecast. I saw this hurricane on both my natal chart and my progress chart, Cat 5, because it's Pluto, heading straight towards my midheaven. And I was like biting my nails going, no, 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 I want to be an astrologer. I love it. But okay, let me take a deep breath and think, well, what would I not mind if this hurricane took it off? It's like if you have property and there's this old shed in your backyard that's just eaten up by termites and covered in mold, and you always look at it like, I need to take that down, but I don't know. Or an old tree in your backyard that's rotted, and you're like, man, that really needs to come down for liability purposes, but it costs so much money and insurance. And but then a hurricane comes around and takes care of it for you. That's what I imagined the transits on my chart and my progress chart. Like, okay, there's a fucking Cat 5 headed straight towards my career. I mean, it is coming to snatch everything that is familiar to me in my career. Let me think of the things that I wouldn't mind being torn down. And social media, I'm going to stop. Instagram is one of those things. So I think it's already got it in its teeth. I haven't been posting to it at all, and I don't even feel the pressure that I used to give myself to do it. I'm just like, whatever, man. Like, it is what it is. I'm not going to delete anything because maybe I'll feel inspired to do it again, but it's not there anymore. I'm going to start a Substack. I absolutely pour all of my creativity into the newsletter, which is why I always encourage you guys to sign up and stay connected there, but it is what it is. The hurricane has arrived. It's having its way with my purpose. And I'm just going to take a deep breath, find the goodness in every day, and trust the universe. Once this hurricane clears out and I start picking up the debris and the rubble, I'll have to watch a YouTube video to learn how to build a new shed because I've never done that before. But I might find that I love it. And maybe I start a shed building business, which pre-hurricane, I would have never sat and thought. So, sitting put in the stillness, sitting put in the chaos, recognizing that through chaos comes clarity. I love you guys. Book a reading with me at lightworkers-lounge.com. Use your podcast listener discount code gratitude, and I will see you, it's a date, later this week to welcome in Taurus season, to talk about what it means and what to expect. Sending love from Texas. See you then.